Palm Sunday, and Palm Sunday is a very special Sunday for us because you know what happened on Palm Sunday? Here, the pastor's going to... Okay. You know what happened on Palm Sunday? I will give you a hint. This is a picture. And what does this picture show? What is that? Yes. Yes, it is. And that's what happened on Palm Sunday. Because what did we shout on Palm Sunday? Hosanna! And that's why we have the palm branches. Because on Palm Sunday, the first day of what we now call Holy Week, we had people were at the gates. They were welcoming Jesus. And Jesus came in riding on a donkey. And the people were welcoming him because they believed he was the Messiah who they were expecting. And so they were shouting, Hosanna! And doing this with the palm branches. Because for Jesus, they had great expectations. Notice the Dickens reference. They had great expectations for what he was going to do. And so they had huge crowds of people welcoming him through the gates. And there he came. Now, some of them were expecting he was going to raise a big army and was going to get rid of the Roman Empire. Do you think that's what he planned to do? No. And some people thought that he was going to set up this very huge kingdom and big palace and was going to make all of his close friends very, very, very rich. You think he was going to do that? No, that wasn't his intention either. And some people thought that he was just going to come and he was going to get angry and have revenge on people that they didn't like. And do you think Jesus was going to do that? No. He came so that he could show God's love was present. And he came into Jerusalem with that message. And there were a lot of people that were cheering him that day. But later on during the week, things didn't go quite so well for Jesus. And we'll learn about that. And that was when there was the crucifixion. And then next Sunday on Easter, we celebrate that Jesus came back from the tomb, from death on Easter. And so we celebrate that. But during that week, he also did something else that we remember. And this is a picture, and this is Jesus. And what do you see he's doing? Can you see what he's doing there? I have these pictures. Both of these pictures we have in a coloring book kind of version that Mrs. Adler will have for everybody. Yes, that's right. He's washing that person's feet. And that person is Peter. And Peter's saying, no, 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 you shouldn't wash my feet. I should wash your feet. Well, but this was something that he did. And so to remember that, I'm going to invite one of our really brave church members to come up and let me wash their feet. One of our very... that would be great. But I want to see one of the brave adults come up and let me wash their feet. Who's the volunteer? Let's see. Kathy, would you like to do that? Okay, come on up, Kathy. That's right. So we'll let, this is Kathy Messman. Kathy, you can have a seat right there. And this is what Jesus did on Thursday when he was with the disciples. And it was Holy Week, and it's when we have what we call Maundy Thursday. And they were having the Last Supper together. And Jesus met with his disciples. And at one point then suddenly, right in the middle of the meal, Jesus took a basin like this. And he went up to his disciple Peter, Kathy. And he said, now I'm going to wash your feet. And you know why that was such a surprise? There you go. It was a surprise because that was something which was considered very lowly. It was something that a person who was going to be a big king or a big important person wouldn't do that. And so his disciples, especially Peter, were very kind of shocked. And he said, oh, no, you shouldn't wash my feet. I should wash your feet. But Jesus said, no, I need to show you that this is the way a true leader acts. And so he took nice, nice warm water. Just think how nice that felt on the feet. Is that nice and nice?
Ice cream.
Jesus took this refreshing cool water and poured it on feet. And then Jesus washed those feet and rubbed them nicely so that then they would be nice and clean. Because, see, they walked on very dusty roads and there was a lot of dirt and they only wore sandals. And so their feet could get very, very dirty. Kathy has nice clean feet, but I'm going to wash them off there. Does that feel pretty good?
Lovely.
Okay. And then with a... Oh, it's refreshingly cold.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, good. And there's one clean foot. See, you get washed up when you come to church. Thank you, Kathy. Let's hear it for Disciple Kathy. Fantastic. Now, why do you think Jesus would do something like that, that they thought was something that he wouldn't do because they thought he was this big, powerful king? You have any idea? What? Sometimes what? Sometimes the kingdom is... Oh. So sometimes what we want to do is that we want to be able to help other people and we want to show love. And Jesus came to be the king of our hearts and of our love. And so he showed that the person who's going to be a real leader in the Christian faith is somebody who will let themselves be a servant to everyone and help everyone. And so that's a very special message. And we're going to remember it and we'll leave the basin up here. And we'll thank Disciple Kathy. And we will have a prayer together, if our pastor can stand up from his robes. Okay, let's have a prayer together. Dear God, we thank you during this holy week that we can learn what Jesus did and we can learn from Jesus how to be true leaders by being true servants to everyone. Amen. Okay, now as I said, Mrs. Adler has got coloring pictures of both of these for you, and you can go now and have your Easter egg hunt. Ooh, thank you.